track sex and more news stories and the newest food, arts and enterprise space. A newly relaunched cafe and delicatessen promises to be an accessible, community-driven food, arts and enterprise space in the heart of Newton Abbot. A popular haunt for residents and visitors alike, the Plot Deli has always been a community-minded business, but a recent rebrand has made it more official. Henceforth, the Plot Deli shall be known as the Plot Hub, in a move that owner Chris Hansen hopes will put a greater focus on the community aspect of what we do. The Plot Hub promises to be a space that supports local entrepreneurs, food businesses and creatives. We have changed the model to a community interest company, that's known as a CIC, whereas before I was putting all the profits back into the business, Chris said. Now we can apply for grants and get a bit more support for the projects that we offer. Chris has lots planned for the Plot Hub, not least a permanent presence for local food bank charity Teambridge Homeless Action today, known as THAT, of which Chris is chairman. In addition to giving the food bank a presence in the town centre, Chris plans to expand his business incubator style, support for up and coming entrepreneurs. He will do this by creating a dedicated programme that celebrates innovation, collaboration and market access. It will include a pop-up space for food startups to test their products in a real-world retail and cafe setting. It's more open, the food and the drink is more accessible, and we are trying to make everything more accessible to everybody. I really want to focus on community initiatives, getting more artists in and giving people a platform to show off what they can do. It's very much like what we do with the Sunday markets. We have always been up for collaborating and trying to get others involved, and I think that is the only way to survive now. Times are hard for businesses. The idea of a hub had been bandied about for a while, but it wasn't until Union Street closed for gasworks that Chris had the time to make it a reality. We had to shut, and it gave me enough time to sit down and think about whether I have time to do this, because before, I was just so busy. The Plot Hub will offer local community groups the use of its space. It will also support the local grassroots music scene with its Saturday sessions. People can rent our space for free. There is no charge. They can put on workshops, classes, or whatever they want to do. We're going to have a lot of more art exhibitions too, said Chris.
Police dog Ken helps seize cocaine, heroin, and spice. Quantities of cocaine, heroin and spice have been successfully seized following a week of intensified police action in South Devon. Specialist sniffer dog Ken was among the team that hit the streets of Torquay alongside plainclothes officers during the operation, which aimed to tackle drugs and antisocial behaviour. Chief Inspector Miranda Pusey, who heads up neighbourhood policing in South Devon, said this wasn't a one-off week of action. This was an opportunity for us to successfully use a number of different tactics and specialist teams to tackle crime in an unpredictable way during a short, intensified period of time. More than 20 stop searches resulted in the seizure of illegal drugs. 10 arrests were made for a number of offences, including shoplifting. One man was also sent to prison for a minimum term of 3 years for being in possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply. I am pleased we were able to have such a disruptive impact on criminals operating in Torquay within a short period of time, Chief Inspector Pusey said. I know how important it is for our communities to see the proactive work we do and the outcomes we achieve as a result of this. I hope this demonstrates our ongoing commitment to be visible on your streets, respond to your concerns, and pursue individuals causing harm in our communities. Criminals use different tactics to try and evade our officers, but we're always adapting and bringing in new ways to pursue them. We will continue this work throughout the year using unpredictable tactics.
Pool and youth to benefit from tax rise. Ashburton Swimming Pool and the town's Bank Youth Project are to benefit from a proposed increase to council tax. Ashburton Town Council ran a public consultation at the end of last year to assess residents' views on adding grant funding to the 2025-26 council tax. Residents were asked if they would be willing to pay an additional £13 to £40 per year in council tax, depending on banding, so the council can give two £30,000 grants to the organisations. Of the 513 people who voted, 69% were in favour of supporting the pool and 68% were in favour of funding the Bank Youth Project. Ashburton Swimming Pool desperately needs funding to fix a serious leak. Volunteers secured money last year to repair a large crack. The pool has continued to lose water. If considerable funding is not received, the pool will not be able to open, warned Ashburton Pool Trustee and Town Councillor Lucy Wood. Pool managers are planning to use a professional diagnostic company to identify the cause of the leak so that they can get it repaired properly. The Bank Youth Project provides the youth of Ashburton with a safe space to take part in activities and access support. It costs around £60,000 to £70,000 a year for the project to open four nights a week. Costs include staffing, building maintenance, utilities, and the activities themselves. Grant funding is increasingly competitive, especially for core costs, a spokesperson said. We are working hard, applying to other sources, along with trying to generate income in other ways. But £30,000 for next year would give us almost half our budget and provide stability to plan ahead with confidence.
Funding secured to help save Moore's ponies. A successful funding bid to the National Lottery will help safeguard the future of Dartmoor's iconic herd of ponies. Having secured the funding, the Dartmoor Pony Heritage Trust can do more to support the conservation of the endangered breed, which is native to the moor. Charity's chairman, Mike Lithgow, said, "We are absolutely delighted to have received this grant funding from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, which is a massive vote of confidence in our charity and our work to protect the heritage Dartmoor pony. The funding will enable us to take our conservation efforts to the next level and see the impact it will have on the survival of this iconic breed."
Modest increase in town precept. Residents in Dawlish are due to pay a modest increase in the town council's share of their council tax. The council's budget has been approved for 2025-26, with a small increase to ensure the continued delivery of services and new projects. Key highlights include supporting local organisations and community initiatives through the community grant scheme. The council is also committed to investing in environmental sustainability with solar panels at its manor house headquarters to increase energy efficiency and reduce utility bills.